Delighted to be joined now by Chair of RNIB, Anna Tyler. Anna was among those in attendance at Westminster Abbey for the funeral of Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. So an incredible experience, I'm sure, Anna. Can you describe to the listeners just what it was like?
Well, it really was extraordinary. And I mean, just coming into London and the whole organisation that was, I guess it was capital wide. So I walked from Waterloo up to Lambeth Bridge, and there were flowers, there were people milling around, there was media, there was a sort of real atmosphere of a big event about to happen. And when I came onto Lambeth Bridge, somebody from Transport for London offered me a lift to the muster point, which was in Victoria Tower Gardens. So I got a ride across the bridge.
Fantastic.
It was just incredibly well organised. They were very helpful. It all went very smoothly. There was an atmosphere, I would say, of guests who were waiting to go into the Abbey, of a great sense of being invited to a big national event, that this was, in a way, it was an incredibly sad event at the end of a very, very long, well-lived life and a great reign. And everybody felt very sad about that. But also there was this great sense of, I suppose, almost anticipation at being invited to such a remarkable state occasion. So as we crossed over the road, the whole of Parliament Square was closed to traffic. There were police every 10 metres or so. Everybody was shepherded very kindly, very warmly into the Abbey. And I was offered help. And so that made life a lot easier. But I was really astounded at how early people had come. And in fact, I was immensely lucky because I was sitting right next to the door where the funeral procession came in. And that meant for the hour and a half or so that I was sitting there before the service began, I had a brilliant, absolutely brilliant kind of understanding of what was going on. So all the dignitaries, household staff, the clergy, military officers, the choir, everybody came and stood by me as they began their procession into the main body of the nave. So it was a really remarkable position to be in. You could hear the underground rumbling away beneath your feet, the organ playing, the sound of soldiers with those very particular, you know, sort of metal bit on their shoes that made this great clacking noise as they came up the stone of the Abbey. So the atmosphere just built and built as the organ started and people, dignitaries started to arrive. And I was sitting with, I think, what was the most remarkable view. The only flaw in this assertion is that, of course, I couldn't see that far. So I had a great sense of a soundscape, but I did see the funeral, the bearer party come in, and I heard the bearer party being instructed outside about, you know, the sort of, as they were lifting the coffin and coming into the Abbey. And that was a really remarkable moment to be so close. And I really do give credit to the young men who were the bearer party, because they must have had nerves of steel.
A lot of pressure on those guys.
Oh, yeah, and they were young guys. So the music was exquisite. The acoustics are very good in Westminster Abbey. So it really was a very powerful kind of feeling of the nation mourning, publicly mourning. All the great institutions of the armed services, the clergy, the charities, the Queen's household, all of these institutions represented, foreign nationals, heads of state, President Biden we saw go past, and so on and so forth. Really, truly remarkable. And I suppose the atmosphere built. And as the service got underway, it was, I suppose, the pitch, and for many people, they would have listened to it or seen it on television. It's very powerful, the simplicity of the music, the power of some of the readings. The Archbishop of Canterbury's eulogy and so on and so forth. And I think there were two moments for me when I really felt the kind of enormity of the state occasion. And the first one was when the last post was played, and then there was a very long silence before Reveille was played, and it signifies the ending of an era and the beginning of a new reign as King Charles comes to the throne. And at the end, the piper, I think it was Paul Byrne was the name of the piper, played Sleep, Dearie, Sleep. And I was sitting immediately underneath where he was standing to play. And it was a very, very powerful moment. And he gradually retreated. And the sound of the pipe became softer and softer.
Incredible.
Very profound moment, I thought. So it's what I suppose the British do incredibly well, these tremendous formal ceremonial occasions. But there was a great feeling of, I suppose, the nation mourning, but also celebrating a life which was an extraordinarily well-lived life, a life that spanned so long and saw history with perspective, with personal perspective. It was really quite something. And it was.
Well, it's a day I know I won't forget. I know you certainly won't, Anna. And it was important as well, with the Queen being a patron of RNIB since 1952, that someone from RNIB go along and represent the charity too, wasn't it?
You can't overstate the importance of that. The Queen gave us 70 years of support. That's practically a lifetime. And I thought it was an enormous honour and a great kindness that a representative of RNIB should be asked to attend the funeral. I was absolutely delighted that it happened to be me who had the opportunity to go. And as I was walking there this morning, Barry, I was reflecting on the importance of the relationship between the Royal House and Royal National Institute of Blind People. It's not for nothing that we carry that name. It's a great honour, a great privilege. And remember, we get our charter directly from the monarch. And that is an extraordinary relationship. And I'm immensely honoured to have represented RNIB this morning.
Well, Anna, it was brilliant to have you on. We're honoured to have you on and to hear such a brilliant description of the events, of the atmosphere, how people were feeling, etc. Anna Tyler, RNIB Chair, thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.